Jamaica's Prime Minister warning criminals to think twice before attempting to disrupt work at the Kamana Special Economic Zone project. This is WAVS News. Prime Minister Andrew Holness was speaking at the groundbreaking and project launch on Tuesday and insisted that no government expenditure will be funneled into the hands of criminals. He said safeguards have been implemented to protect the multi-billion dollar investment project.
You will not get a dollar from this project if you are involved in a criminal gang or a criminal operation. In Raintree, after we broke ground, some very bold criminals went onto the site and believed that I was not serious when I was speaking. There is no smile on my face now. Don't try it here. Those criminals who went onto the site at Raintree were properly met. And if you try it here, you will be worse properly met.
Dr. Holness says the logistics infrastructure will complement the transshipment hub to facilitate transition to a logistics hub. The government of Barbados moving to amend the Tourism Levy Bill 2025 in an effort to make it easier for them to collect tourism levies and further bolster community tourism initiatives across the country. Minister in the Ministry of Finance and Economic Affairs Ryan Strawn led the debate on the bill, which seeks to shift the responsibility of levy collection from individual property owners to online booking platforms such as Airbnb and Expedia.
The persons in Barbados who have their properties on Airbnb or any of the other platforms will no longer, sir, have to file the VAT form every 2 months for the shared economy levy, simply because as you are receiving your money, sir, 24 hours after the visitor arrives, that the government will equally get that part of the fee that is paid by the visitor.
British Virgin Islands Health Minister Vincent Wheatley acknowledging that public health care doctors are sometimes absent from their posts at the Dr. D. Orlando Smith Hospital, instead providing services at private facilities during official working hours to earn extra income. In response to a question on a radio program, Wheatley admitted that while the government has not yet tackled the issue directly, it will need to do so as part of broader efforts to improve health care standards in the territory. Wheatley also noted that under the current system, public sector doctors are paid a flat salary regardless of how many patients they see each day. He said the Health Services Authority is now exploring a performance-based compensation model where doctors would be paid based on patient volume. The Guyana Defense Force says a GDF pilot has been severely injured in an aircraft crash in the Turks and Caicos Islands. He has been identified as Dwight Bonus, a helicopter pilot. The statement from the GDF says Bonus was involved in a single-engine aircraft accident in Providenciales. The force says Captain Bones was on a personal vacation at the time of the incident. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.